How's it going, everybody? And welcome to another edition of the Hoop Jack podcast series. It is Chris and LeVar, and this has been 1 week. This has been 1 week of a lot of work and a lot of stress and a lot of everything. And to sum it all up,
I feel that because
that is how I sum it up perfectly.
Between so that right there.
So if you can't see it, right, if you're listening to this, we pulled up a picture. It's from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he's got a map or papers with string attached to it. That's kind of how I feel about the NBA trades right now.
That's basically what's going on in the NBA. Exactly.
It's exactly
like. That's what the commissioner looks like.
No, that's what the Waj looks like right now. That's what Wozniacki looks
right,
like.
Right, he's the one getting all the business. He's getting all the right business. Now, so he's like,
for the last week and a half, he's been that. He's been that for the last week and a half.
I don't know. Just if to name a anymore. Few.
Did he? No. He's probably wearing a hat. Probably wearing a Noggin Boss hat, too, to be honest.
Noggin Boss.
So, just to name a few of these trades, Danny Green is going to the Rockets. Aaron Gordon is going to the Clippers.
Hold on, first of all, before we even finish, Danny Green has moved more than anybody in the military.
Right now. Anyone in the military, he's moved so much.
He's moving so much, man. Like, gosh dang, Danny. You know?
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah.
Luke Kennard is going to the Grizzlies. They're picking up a decent, you know,
that's pretty good shooter. Right
there. Mo Bamba to the Lakers.
That's what we're missing, though.
Mo Bamba is going to the Lakers.
Mo Bamba went to the Lakers.
And Patrick Beverley is with the Magic. And the irony is that
hold on a second.
We got to slow it down.
Pat Bev. Went to where?
Orlando.
That's what I thought you just said.
Not sure. You want to make sure? I'm not making it
what?
Up.
What? So who's running the point? They only got one point guard in LA right now.
No. They got another.
Who's that? Oh, Russell.
D'Angelo Russell is moving back to the Lakers.
The snitching in half, yeah.
So that trade went down. That was a three-team trade. Mm-hmm. D'Angelo Russell went to the Lakers. Mike Conley went to the Timberwolves. And Russell Westbrook to the Jazz.
Mike Conley to the Timberwolves, okay.
But Russell Westbrook to Utah. But I think the fact that the irony was, and then the Lakers had also... they've been moving around a lot. So apparently, before the trade deadline, they only had 3 shooters that shot above 35%.
Yep.
After the trade deadline, they now have 6.
Yeah.
So they've improved shooting-wise, which we needed all year.
But
we're so... They're thinking like this was the big thing. Bro, no, we're still not a contender
listen,
in the West.
I
definitely not now.
Right now,
we're not a contender.
Let me explain what y'all are right now. Right now, y'all are a trophy case. I hate to say it that way because right now, y'all
are
a
trophy case that wishes we had a trophy.
Y'all are in the LeBron show.
We are.
This is the LeBron
it's
show
literally
year.
Literally the LeBron show
which
year.
We get. Understand. It's totally understandable. But it's just not, you know, the time.
It is a lot. Thomas Bryant from the Lakers to the Nuggets. Devon Reed.
Damn, Tyler Brown was playing good.
I know, he was. Devon Reed and 3 second-round picks to the Lakers from that deal with the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not too bad. They're getting picks. One of the big things that happened is between Phoenix and Brooklyn. Kevin Durant and TJ Warren to the Suns.
Yo.
But the Suns also got rid of Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, 4 first-round picks, and a 2028 pick swap to the Nets.
Let me tell you something, man. First of all, let's get something straight. That shit made my allergies act up just a little bit. Because Durant...
I wanted to make sure that was real.
Durant with Chris Paul and Booker... They didn't lose Booker.
No, and Ayton.
Or Ayton.
So they had still have 3. They still had a big 3. And now they have 4.
With Chris Paul.
But the irony is you still... lose your bench. Mikal Bridges was a decent wing who could shoot. And Cam Johnson was a decent shooter.
Damn, that's right. Cam Johnson left too.
They both left, so you lost 2 decent shooters.
They got Warren, though. But Warren's not bad.
But he's not great.
He's not great, but he's not bad. You know?
He'll give you decent minutes.
Damn,
but still.
But you know, I'm going to say it like this, though. The Brooklyn Nets about to come up.
No. The Lakers are on a come up. The Knicks are also Josh Hart going to the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Because
that's a reunion with Jalen Brunson. They were both Nova boys. Both went to Villanova.
True.
Both won a national title.
Yeah, true.
So, the Knicks looking good for the backcourt.
True. But like I repeat, though, the Nets are on the come up. Cam Thomas is about to
Cam
Thomas is going to make that his team if they don't try to trade him. So you know, they try to trade everybody.
So, there's a quick stat up there, which I thought it was ridiculous, that over the last three games, Cam Thomas is averaging 44 points per game.
Pretty much.
Average on that. They're apparently trying to compare it to LeBron after he just broke the scoring title, saying if he kept the pace, which really doubt he can, he never could, he would break it in 10 years. 10 seasons. And I'm like, okay, do y'all have nothing else to report on? Is this really news?
Really trying to keep LeBron into the league until he's 50 years old?
Is this really, like, news? Come on, man. I'm wondering if it was news. It didn't sound like news.
They really expect LeBron to be in the league until he's, like, 54. No,
they're expecting Cam Thomas to average that mark.
No way in hell.
And there's no way.
Now, I ain't going to say that he can't keep it in the high 20s.
But like 40s?
But 40s every fucking game?
Nobody could do that.
Jordan didn't even do that shit.
Curry didn't even do it.
Iverson didn't even do it.
Kobe didn't even
actually,
do it.
You know what? Iverson had a five to six game streak though. He had a streak, but not average.
Shaq couldn't do it.
Well, Will Chamberlain did it.
But look at that time.
I know.
You're like trying to argue.
But you can't.
Will Chamberlain did it.
I can't even say shit.
Look who was in the league at that time. Hey, nobody.
That's not his fault.
I'm not saying it's his fault. You look at the era.
That's like
of that
LeBron
time.
Now. You know what I'm saying? LeBron now is built differently than most of the NBA players. Hey, Will Chamberlain was the same way. Unfortunately, he was just in the wrong era.
Right, and Shaq was built differently than all the other NBA players at that time.
I used to love seeing Shaq play, man. Shaq used to destroy cats. Destroy.
When he was on Orlando, he was a monster. Broke. I don't know how many rims and backboards.
They had to change the whole system.
Because they had to bring in a second backboard. I think they eventually got to the breakaway rim.
When you get to games and you like, hold a second.
We need a backboard.
All right, bring in two more backboards.
Bring in two more baskets.
Not just the backboard, the whole rolling system, and Shaq is here today.
It's insane.
It's crazy. But anyway, off subject.
George Hill, Serge Ibaka, George Hill heading back to the Pacers.
I didn't think Serge
But Serge Ibaka is heading to the Pacers. I'm surprised.
Serge is a hell of a
Serge
coach.
Is lasting longer than I thought he would.
Yeah.
I thought he would have been done after his time in Oklahoma.
Yeah, he's a hell of a cook.
He's still getting it. Jay Crowder was traded to the Nets during that deal, but then got moved back to He's heading to Milwaukee to the Bucks, which I think is a good pickup. They need a good passer. They need a good shooter. They need a decent rebounder. But also, Jay Crowder is a guy who's going to be a bully.
Yeah, and the thing is, he's going to play all positions. He's not going to just, like, you know, lay back.
No. Sadiq Bey is going from Detroit to Atlanta.
Damn, Detroit. They just don't want to keep nobody.
James Wiseman is going to the Pistons.
Well, never mind.
And Kevin Knox and 5 second-round picks are going to the Warriors.
So they didn't lose nothing for real.
No, well, they...
Because they got... Wiseman didn't somebody give 5 second-round picks at one point, and then they got 5 second-round picks?
But James Wiseman leaving Golden State to go to Detroit.
They had too much.
They did. They had a lot, and Wiseman was still coming off of injuries and everything like that. He wasn't consistent.
He's still good.
But he wasn't consistent.
They didn't have a spot for him to be in.
Plus, they already have a set system.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be a star.
That's working.
They need to be a star on another team. I think
Detroit
losing Sadiq Bey costs them a little, but it helps Atlanta at least with the fact that they need another decent shooter and a decent rebounder.
And they need Cunningham to stay healthy also.
They need a lot of people to stay healthy on Atlanta Hawks team. They would be good if they were all healthy.
I'm talking about Detroit. But Detroit's
still developing. They've always been that team where you could always feel like they're one pull away.
They're almost there.
But at the same time, it's why are we not consistent with it?
They just can't.
No, they can't. I don't know what it is.
So, it just can't be, man.
So we didn't go through all the everything that happened, but we went through a lot of the big names.
Just to be honest,
just that alone was it just a lot. I can't even describe it because it was so much to go off of.
I'm gonna tell you, like, nowadays you'll never know what player plays with what team because they'll get traded in a heartbeat.
No. Next on the topic, still kind of sticking with professional basketball, we're switching gears to the WNBA. The Las Vegas Aces are in trouble right now.
All
right,
let's go over that.
According to a report, the Las Vegas Aces are being investigated for circumventing the league's salary by making under-the-table payments to players.
Las Vegas, yo.
Kind of. The next, which I believe is a magazine news article, reported that the team offered, quote, a specific amount of money from a particular pre-selected company. The work involved would be negligible, end quote. So, my question is, if it's true, then you're really seeing the fact that they're pulling all these stars to the Aces.
Yeah.
The only other comment I would make, and it sounds very bad, but how much more money would they get? I'm sorry, but it's like, you get what you pay. I'm not saying that they aren't getting better, because the league this year was probably the biggest amount of publicity, the biggest amount of social media interaction, the biggest amount of anything that the league has offered.
In a while.
And it was props to them that they figured something out. That it's a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. They moved a big step forward.
Yeah.
But this moves them a lot step back if this is actually true. Because it would make sense how the Aces went from 0 to 100 just like that.
That quick.
In what I would assume is a 2-year turnaround. Yeah. I would give it a 2-year turnaround because that was quick.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because there's no way. I'm not saying these girls could be finding deals outside and what they're calling it under the table payments. You gotta back that up.
Yeah, I
don't.
I mean,
here's the thing. What I hate about allegedly, find the facts first,
then
put it out there. Because here's the thing: we've seen this a lot in the sports world. There've been allegations. You don't know if they're true or not.
Right.
And then if it comes out that it's not true, who hurts the most? The league and the team. The league and the team hurt the most.
Yep.
And what I hate about it is that you saw so much growth this year in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. You saw so much media hype. And you saw so much fan interaction. You saw when they did the parade.
NBA players came out to the games.
Saw the parade. There was a big people in Las Vegas for the parade for the Aces. That was insane.
As I repeat, at this time, I mean, for the allegations to come out and to say that, you know, they're doing under-the-table business, my thing is, these ladies deserve some money.
They do. They deserve it. Here's the thing.
If they can't get it, I'm not saying it's actually going on, but they can't get it this way.
Why are businesses not reaching out more to, hey, we want to help out in this way. Hey, we want to help out in that way.
Right.
I'm not saying that, you know, paying them more helps because it's a business aspect of however much money is put in, you're going to get what it comes out. That's why the NBA makes a lot of revenue. Right. It puts a lot in and it makes profit in the long run. The WNBA, it's getting better, but we can't just automatically throw money at it and it work.
It's getting better.
The quality of play is getting better. The amount of social media getting out there is 100 times better.
Yeah.
I also thought of it like this with so much fan interaction now. Could you imagine 2000s?
Okay.
We're into the 2000s. You have players like Allen Iverson. You have
Gilbert Arenas.
You have Reggie Miller. You got Tracy McGrady. All them. Could you imagine if they had social media back then? Social media this time went back to 2000 and say 2002, 2003.
It would be so crazy.
You know how many DMs they would probably get on a regular basis. You know how much non-existent they would be. Because at that time, nobody used social media. Social media was not existing. I think Facebook was barely existing.
MySpace coming up.
MySpace. Yeah. Twitter maybe started coming up.
Don't judge me when I say MySpace.
No, because a lot of us had MySpace.
It was good at that time.
Okay. I grew up at a time, because I was too young to have MySpace, but AOL was still a thing.
See, AOL was still a thing.
Okay. AOL judge. Chat rooms were still a thing. Dial-up. We had dial-up, oh, man. It was the longest
wait for anything on.
Younger generation, you'll never know what it feels
like.
You never
know. You can push the button and get right on Facebook, Instagram, you know.
Welcome. You all have mail.
But you got mail. And then you got to sit and wait for this mother to dial up, as in like you're dialing on a phone. Y'all just don't know the struggle.
Died.
Don't know the struggle.
Stroke.
But anyway.
You would have waited till forever. But at the same time, I think we need to find better ways to say it's out there, but do the research first.
Yeah.
Find all the facts first before saying, well, I heard this.
Right.
I heard that.
Trying to smudge,
You're trying to smudge a league that is finally getting some credibility.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can't get nothing, bro. You can't win.
Coming at them for no damn reason.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we have lots more to talk about. We got pop culture, some movies up in the works for basketball, some big things happening in high school sports as well as some, you know, drop the ball moments of the week.
Oh.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Hoopjack Podcast Series, guys. We come back from commercial break. We have more to talk about, but first, so before the break, we talked about, you know, we're going to go over some pop culture stuff. One of the new things that I saw, and I just showed it to you, there's a new movie coming out called Air, courting a legend. It's the story of when Nike is falling through. You know, they're still just kind of a running shoe-based company. Their basketball division was not doing well. And I think we all remember when they talked about in The Last Dance how they had just come out with this new technology for their soles and everything like that, for the shoes and everything like that. And so, and Nike was not Michael Jordan's top pick. It was Adidas. But Adidas at that time was not a good company.
But they had basketball shoes.
But it wasn't good.
Right.
So Nike eventually tried to make their pitch to MJ, and slow at first. He didn't want to. Parents made it. Parents kind of was like pushing it. Mm-hmm. They told him the deal. His father said, you'd be a fool to pass up on this deal.
Right.
They offered him a lot of money on his first year. A rookie who's never even played a minute on the court.
Even exclusive.
They had a deal. I think it was over the 4 years, they wanted to sell 3 million pairs of Jordans.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
In year one, they sold $3 million worth of Jordans. Mm-hmm. I think in the first year, they sold $100-something million worth of Jordans. And the rest is history after that.
Yeah. Even skaters were wearing Jordans.
Skaters were wearing Jordans. Sneakerheads were wearing Jordans. Mm-hmm. Black, white, Hispanic kids were wearing Jordans.
Didn't matter who you were.
Because it was a new kind of shoe. It wasn't a Converse.
Right.
It didn't look the same. It was a style. It was different. It was high tops, low tops, different designs. It was everything. And then now there's a new, like I said, there's a new movie coming out directed by Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's also in the movie.
Good,
Matt
yo.
Damon's in the movie.
It looks good.
Chris Tucker's in the movie. Marlon Wayans is in the movie.
It looks really good.
Jason Bateman, if you don't know, is on Ozark.
Yeah.
He's in the movie.
One of the best actors.
This looks amazing.
I can't wait.
I can't even wait.
Like
to see
I'm
this
really
movie. They're not going to show Jordan, but
it's the fact that
this is the story of how Nike rose from what I believe it was like at that point in time was a tier two shoe.
Just, I mean, not just Nike. This man, they put all of their money
on
this one guy to basically make their shoe sell.
Yeah.
And of course, we already know he went above and beyond
anything
they was expecting.
Absolutely. And so make sure to check it out. It comes out, I think they said, April 9th, exclusively in theaters, which I'll definitely go see it.
I'll go.
Another movie that's coming out, it's coming out on Hulu, so is another remake. It's a remake of White Man Can't Jump featuring I can't remember the one guy.
Jack Harlow
and one of the other guys. He's been in
a lot of movies.
A lot of TV and movies.
Yeah, I can't remember his name right now.
Sadiq Falls or something. Sadiq Falls. I think it's
something
like
that.
That. They're remaking White Man Can't Jump. Trailer came out. It's decent. It's okay. Now Jack Harlow can... Well,
Jack Harlow can play basketball, though.
Can play. His acting isn't going to hold up.
I think it will.
So if you don't remember, the original White Man Can't Jump
both of them could ball in real life, though.
Woody like, Harrelson and Wesley Snipes. They was the original White Man Can't Jump. And if you don't remember that movie was legendary.
Let me tell you, there was no camera, what's the names? Woody actually shot like that on a regular basis. And he could shoot. Ball. Freaking Wesley Snipes was out there. He had handles for days. Yeah. Man, I'm just saying.
Comparing it to what it is now, I'm not gonna say the reboot doesn't look good. Right. It looks decent, but what's gonna happen is you're gonna have people who saw the original. Who are going to compare it to the original and say you can't. Because each movie stands for something. It's, you can be a fan of one movie versus another. Like, for instance, I'm a fan of the original Jumanji versus the original Jumanji versus the remakes.
Yeah.
Because Robin Williams was amazing in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to compare different actors because it's how they act. And you've seen them in different movies.
And, you know, the new Jumanji is a whole different type
of... It's a whole different...
You know, movie. Generation. You have to deal with the times.
But it's a different generation. This is a different generation movie, too. Yeah. White Man Can't Jump was 80s, 90s. It was a different time. That was barely any cell phones.
Yep.
They did that. California was everything. Venice Beach was the eye of street ball.
Yeah.
This is kind of the same thing in the concept of, but it's also reaching to a new generation. Jack Harlow is reaching to a new generation. Mm-hmm. Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes were your and mine generation, because Woody Harrelson was great.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes was the Blade. Yeah. It was everything. Like, it didn't matter, but people are going to compare and contrast. I think the film will speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be its own legacy, because you can't take away from that. Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson perfected this movie.
Yeah, and
it's hard to do it again, but we'll see.
My main thing is, can the other guy ball?
Or is it just acting?
And that's my thing. If he's out there and that's not his face taking the shot,
if it is, then it is.
It's gotta be.
It has to. You can't remake it without
You gotta have some type of skill.
Are there any other sports movies that you could think of, if they were to try to remake it, you think it would be better? I'm thinking the only one.
I'm trying to think, wait.
Because a lot of them are real stories.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They're not really... This is not a real story. This is just, you know, it's comedy, it's sports, it's, you know... And White Man Can't Jump was almost like... Because... Rosie Perez was Woody Harrelson's girlfriend. Rosie. Gosh, if you don't remember Rosie Perez,
man,
she was one of the queens. She was a queen.
Well, when I say between her, I'm not going to go into detail.
We can't.
It's just Rosie can get the Rosies.
But I think if you look at the.
I'm trying to think. What other. Movies,
I can't. It's so hard to think of.
All of it was just real.
Real events.
Real events. So it wasn't that many White Man Can't Jump type movies.
No, I think it's so hard to kind of think.
That was based off of N1, but it was the most garbage movie I've ever seen. They were trying to make like an N1 type movie. I can't even remember the title, how bad it was.
No, that's kind of shows. If they remade Blue Chips, would you watch it? Blue Chips was with Penny Hardaway and Shaquille O'Neal back in the day. If they remade Blue Chips,
I would.
Now, see, who would you have in it? I think if you had a coach and two NBA players, who would you have? Or at least two decent ball players, who would you have that could mesh together?
A coach and two decent players.
If you were to get that, because Blue Chips would probably be the only one I could think of. If they remade it, it would be legit. Because Blue Chips wasn't even that great
Zion
of a movie.
Williamson.
Zion, okay.
Even though he'll probably act like Shaquille O'Neal did in that movie.
I think he'd get a guard. I think... Because the only other basketball movie unless you want to put Ant in there, is the guard.
Who?
Ant. You think Ant... Because he already was big as Kermit.
Yeah.
He was already big as Kermit in
I mean,
in that movie.
I don't know, man.
I can't even Hustle. He was already big in the Hustle.
Man, he was big in Hustle.
The only other thing, if you don't, gosh, because no one moved like Penny too. Penny was a one of a kind.
The only I'm racking my brain thinking about who would play that type of 6'7".
You know who I have as a coach?
Point guard.
You know what I have as a coach? I put Billy Donovan as a coach.
I put Curry in that shit.
You put Curry in the movie. I put him as
even now because Curry still looks like he's 21.
Yeah, you could put Curry, but
all you gotta do is shave his hair.
That's really it.
Off his face, he'll look like he's there in high school right now, yo. But you said what? His acting skills? Curry can act. I know he can.
You think he
can? I know he can. He better Zion.
you put somebody who could still have the same moves. It'd be interesting. But I put a young coach in there, you know, too. I put a young coach.
I put Bronny in there.
You put Bronny in as a guard? Man.
I put Bronny
next
in
thing
there.
You put,
yeah.
Next thing you say, no, the next thing you say, I put Mikey Williams in there. I put Mikey Williams.
I put Mikey in there. He took coffee from me, yo. Mikey
today. Bronny and Zion together. Then you're the coach. Gosh, who would you put? Man.
Willie Green, man.
Willie Green?
Yo, that ain't seen no coach so intense in my... He reminds me of a Pop. I'd still put Pop in there.
You put Pop in there? Pop could be, would probably be decent, Pop, I think. And he wouldn't have to say much.
Pop would act like he damn, you know.
No, I put Mike Krzyzewski in there. I put Coach K.
Because Coach K.
I put Coach K in that movie. You know what, yeah. I would put Coach K in that movie because he's not doing nothing right now. He's retired. Why not? And he don't have to do nothing.
But you know what? My question: how retired is Coach K?
Probably not.
He's still going to games. I think he's in the background being.
Coach Williams is still going to UNC games.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still going to UNC games. Retired. I think you. But he's also just he living his good life. Like that's the thing. When you live a good life, you don't got to do nothing else.
They need to have a football blue chips.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? That would be insane. You take like 25 of the top of blue chips
in
each position and put them in a movie.
And then call that team Miami. That whole Miami team went to the NFL.
That
man,
or
everybody.
That or you also if you do a remake of Blue Chips, you do also a remake of Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, Any Given Sunday.
Any Given
yep.
Sunday, you remake that.
And put a whole bunch of
NFL. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I bet they could. They make a decent movie out of it too. Any Given Sunday was a decent movie. Mm-hmm. And Blue Chips was decent, but I think it didn't get enough of the credibility at that time because it wasn't like
it didn't.
It wasn't popular.
Yeah, it's just like what was the movie with Jesus Shuttleworth?
He Got Game.
Yeah, He Got Game.
That was a terrible movie too.
Just saying, it had Denzel in it.
Speaking of, speaking of high school sports, because we're kind of getting through that point. Big news in flag football world. In California, girls flag football is
booming.
Being offered as an official high school sport.
Booming.
And Arizona as well, the Arizona Interscholastic Association has received $100,000 from Nike for girls flag football to start as an official high school sport.
That's what's up.
So I think we could see a come up in flag football.
I mean,
as a high school sport.
You know, the thing is, when I was in high school, they had this thing called Powerpuff football. Oh, no, actually, I was a little bit out of high school.
Powerpuff football was still kind of flag, but still two-hit contact.
Yeah, but my thing is, it was starting to get...
It was still getting bigger.
Yeah, but then they changed the name because it was Powder Puff at first, and then they changed it to Powerpuff, and then they started just doing flag.
But, I think flag football would actually be good for... Because you got a lot of girls who like football, who want to do football, can't play contact, but flag football gives them a start. And, you know, that could be a decent intramural club sport that they could go to other colleges to play other teams.
A lingerie flag football team.
I don't even believe in that.
Oh,
money.
No. It's
it's
them girls,
something.
Them girls be
they
hitting.
They can hit, but it's like...
They naked as hell the whole time. And I'm like, I'm deterred from their app. Bro, they got so much skill, but I can't stop looking at everything else.
It's like when you go to Hooters. You're like, I'm watching the game at the same time. The waitress is right there. You're like...
Like, damn.
Get my attention in order, bro.
My question is, my chicken is green. But boy, you sure looking sexy, yo. I'm not worried about my chicken right now.
But I think that could be the come up. I think that would be a great intramural aspect, yeah. Especially moving up. You go to women's flag football as a club sport that can go to other colleges and play like their kind of game. Yeah. And then you have the national championship.
Yeah, that'd be tight.
Something like that would be boost.
Not gonna lie, that'd be tight. I would look at it.
We need to send these ideas to the NCAA. We could make some. We need to make some. We could make some money.
We need to patent some.
Like a lot of these ideas, we could be making some money off of. I'm telling you that right now. I'm telling you, bro. We could be making some money. So, one of the things that we did start was this week's drop the ball of the week. We had talked about this a while back, where one of our topics was that. And it was in Ohio that they were starting to implement the shot clock violation.
Yeah.
Shot clock rule. In Oklahoma this past week, I think that became clear that we need to do that.
They need to do it.
Two high school boys basketball teams played off.
And
no shot clock.
The ball.
No shot clock. Held the ball the entire time. No press, no nothing. They played in a zone. Mm-hmm. I saw the student section napping. The cheerleaders were laying down. Players were just like...
It was almost like a petty game.
Bro, it was so terrible.
Like, oh, you want to do this? Okay, then
final
we're going
to
do the same thing.
Final score, 4-2.
Four to two. This is a whole game.
It's a whole game. Eight-minute quarters, and it's 4-2. I would bench everybody.
Man,
I would forfeit the rest of the season at that point.
If I was the principal...
If I am the league commissioner, that is... Already evidence to say we need a 30-second shot clock, just like the colleges do.
Mm-hmm.
Colleges have 30-second shot clock. Implement that at the high school level so, A, they get ready for that.
Yeah, could they go? That's what they're
going to. That's what they're going to. I wouldn't add it in middle school because they're still learning.
But in middle school, you ain't going to have this situation.
In middle school, they're going to go.
These little kids want to go the
whole
time.
They
want to
go the whole time.
And then you'll even tell
school,
the little child, hey,
I've seen,
don't shoot.
No,
you're still going to shoot the ball.
Still going to shoot the ball. If you wide open, shoot the ball.
Right.
If you got a lane, go for it. Get the foul.
They literally held the ball the entire game. Right? They would come across half court.
30-second shot clock.
Sit there.
We need a 30-second shot clock starting across the country because it's going to start happening in a lot of the other states.
Yeah.
I think we need to make that to the high school board.
Yeah.
30-second shot clocks gets them ready for college if they're going to college ball because they do that at the NCAA, NAIA level. JUCO level, even they have somewhat of a shot clock, but still.
They
have a shot clock.
Yeah.
It's 30 seconds.
Yeah.
30-second shot clock. Resets at 15.
Mm-hmm.
If
for
it's an offensive rebound.
Shot, yeah.
For offensive rebound. Resets at 15. New possession, 30 seconds back on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
That works. Because you're still implementing the 10 second violation. They don't cross half court. You're still still 5 second violation for its close defense.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting out of you. 5 second violation. This is when you know I've quit reffing. I still know the rules.
Yeah, we better know those.
gosh.
My thing is, I as a coach cannot have my team hold the ball. And we win.
I would have been so bored out of that game.
No, I can't do it. 4-2.
4-2. I would have been embarrassed as a coach. I would have quit.
How am I going to get any type of
how are you
jobs?
Get, no,
from this coaching.
No,
you know,
no, no.
Let's
no,
say
no,
I'm
no.
trying to go to the next level.
No, but it's not even that. Your job as a coach is to look out for your players and make sure that they do the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a recruiter, you're looking at that game like, oh,
nothing.
They did not take advantage of anything.
Well, yeah, that hurts.
They did not take advantage of shooting the ball. They did not take advantage of trying to drive, get contact for a foul. They did not try to take a shot. They did not try to do anything.
So yeah,
all that proved was that I can hold the ball for a long amount of time.
I could be more petty than the other team.
Exactly.
That's it. That's all that was.
It's just embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for both teams, and I'm embarrassed for the high school league. I think we need to start a petition. for the start of adding high school shot clocks to the leagues, to these high school leagues, because otherwise, like we said, if they are a Division 1, 2, 3 NAIA or JUCO player, which a lot of these cats can be, if the potential is there, they're going to go to a system where it's a 30-second shot clock.
Yeah, and if they there was a game where a team was, they'd be the team like 100 and...
It was 100 to like 16.
And that team got damn near fined. Well, basically,
the because coach they ran got up almost the score. Fired because
they ran up the score.
I'm like, okay, what do you want?
So what do you want? You want... Nothing's going to happen from neither one of these teams.
Do you want a team to compete, or do you want them to kind of just stand around?
That's just
you
like
lose either way.
Teams get mad at Don Staley's girls talking about they're leaving bruises on their players. I'm like, what are we playing? This is basketball.
This is basketball. This
you're going to get a bruise.
This isn't golf.
You're going to get a bruise. You're going to get hit.
You're
going
to get hit. It's a physical game.
And if they, I mean,
it's the same thing with football. Oh, he got hurt.
As a referee,
this isn't
if
touch.
That foul is not
a flagrant,
then what am I supposed to... I'm going to call the foul, and I'm not going to get
I'm
you kicked out the game.
A flagrant.
Especially, their team is so rough. They're playing so hard.
It's what they train for. That is what they train for. That's what I don't get.
My stomach hurt when I heard that.
It hurts.
The
it
coach
hurts
was like, I mean, what are they doing? They're just not, they're playing so tough on our girls.
What do you expect?
It's, I don't care if you're girl, boy, or whatever you want to say you are. If you play in basketball, you will get a bruise. Sometimes you'll jam a finger. Sometimes you'll get knocked the heck out of the air. Mm-hmm. And the other person will still help you up.
Absolutely.
It's basketball.
Yeah. Just...
Damn, pisses me off. Made my nose run.
It's making my just... I'm just like...
Angry. Damn allergies.
I know, right? So before we head out, guys, I want to thank our affiliates that we work with, Boosted Biz, Kenichi Bear, Shop GLD.
Mm-hmm.
Also, big shout-out to Grand Headbands. They're a company out of Australia, but they make quality headbands, both small and big, to keep your hair up, especially, you know, some of us more than others. I usually wear a hat, but still.
So my headband was just covering my big forehead right here. Just cover all that shit right there. And the messed up edge up, just cover all of this.
So, I never wore headbands. I wore it during, I would play volleyball, and I would wear a headband just because I was like that.
I blame Iverson.
But I was,
I was heavy wearing a headband for a while. Ball headed too. This is let you know. I used to cut all my hair off. Still had a headband on.
Here's, so, kind of moving into the rest of the week and heading into the weekend. Thank you guys for still showing us support. We're continuing to grow each and every day. We're getting a lot of traction with YouTube Shorts. Mm-hmm. Putting a lot of the small segments of our Hooper Reflection series out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think our last one. The short that I just put out there, over 500 views on YouTube.
That's what's up.
So, getting up there. We're trying to grow more each and every week.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll have an interview, sometimes we don't, but we do the best we can.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, guys, we are a small market, very small market, continuing to grow. I think what we also got to look at moving forward is if you believe in something, follow through with it. I think if you believe so hard in something and you're passionate about something, go for it.
Yeah.
I think you always got to try something. If it fails, it fails. Mm-hmm. I think if you don't try, you'll never know if you succeed or fail.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of us have took it in life, because I never wanted to do it because I knew I'd probably fail. I think had taken those options, you would never know.
True.
I think a lot of people nowadays are afraid to fail because...
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of us want to be perfectionists.
They
a lot
are.
Of people just don't want to have that L.
Some people don't want to take that L, but nope. You know.
Some people don't want to take the L,
you take
but
L's and you learn.
We take L's. I take L's every day.
But let me say, you'll never learn if you don't ever take an L.
No.
If you're always winning,
then
you
never
have the formula.
Either
you have the formula.
Which I would like to buy. Or you've
is,
never taken a risk.
Which I'm going to tell you right now.
Nobody has ever won all the time.
There's nobody in history, period, has won all the time. Somebody always takes
or
an L.
Or you've never taken a risk to
that too.
Take that,
that too.
Loss. Because I think people got to take risks.
Yeah.
Hell, we take risks every day with driving to work. Nobody can drive
up.
In this area. or wait.
I took a visit.
I saw this.
You know what? Let me tell you my age right now.
No, thanks for reminding me because I saw this. Neil deGrasse Tyson, world renowned, like space guy. Mm-hmm. He's genius. Right. He had an interview with Larry King. Neil deGrasse Tyson said, "If you could live forever, would you?" Larry King said, "Yes," and Neil deGrasse Tyson was laughing. Mm-hmm. But Neil deGrasse Tyson said, if you know that you can live forever, why would you do anything?"
True.
Because then you're not motivated to do anything. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to find something new to do. You're not thinking of
new ways
to find something out, or even, you know, adventures and opportunities right out there. If you know you're going to wake up every day, if you know you're going to live forever, why do anything at all? Because you could just not do anything and live to be however old you want to be. I think people need to take that time to actually find new opportunities, find new ways to, I guess what I'm trying to say is find creative outlets, find reasons to keep going, find new opportunities to explore. I think business ventures, you know, and finding new friends, finding new hobbies. I think
the thing is, nowadays people go for their dreams more often. Because back in the day, you were told to
go to college,
go to school,
go to work,
go to college,
find a
9-to-5.
Nowadays,
it's easier to make your own 9-to-5 or whatever bit, you know, time you
want
to do.
And I'm not saying that people who work a 9-to-5 don't have a heart. Because
I work a 9-to-5.
I work at 8-to-4.
Yeah, so
I work like an 8-to-4.
But you could go for your dreams a lot easier than what you can.
What people don't understand is you could not have a 9-to-5. You could be a content creator. You could be a podcast host.
Anything.
Quality makes for how you present yourself. And mm-hmm. people might not say this is not a 9-to-5. You can make your own hours. Yeah, but you're working more hours doing content creating mm-hmm. and finding anything with anything because that takes more time and you want to make it as perfect as you
can.
Right,
and if you're passionate about it,
you're spending more than 40 hours a week doing it.
Right, my thing is, if you already enjoy doing it without, you know, showing it to the world or, like, putting it out, then you're already going to love it when you actually do show it to the world and put it out and you're doing it all the time. You're just going to enjoy it. Like, I, myself, was not a basketball player. And then when I started playing, and then got better and better and better teaching or showing, you know, new things to other kids and stuff like that. That's the best thing. It's the best thing. I thought I wouldn't like it because I was like, I can't teach him that I didn't even, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, master. But then you realize, oh, well, I guess I did.
Yeah.
I did catch on to some things.
And I think when you find that opportunity and you realize that every day is precious and every mm-hmm. day is a new adventure, try something new. Every day try to think of something new that you would never have done the day before, or even try to change a routine. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, say you're going to every day walk a little more each day. Say you're going to start with a quarter of a mile. Then the next mm-hmm. day you go a third of a mile. Mm-hmm. The next day you do a half a mile. Keep building it up.
Mm-hmm.
Do more, or even you're gonna try different foods. Like, say you're gonna try, you know, Indian food. Say you're gonna try Chinese food. Say Thai food. Say Japanese food. Say Mexican food. Say, you know, Filipino food. You're gonna try different foods. You try, you know, I'm gonna go to this area. I'm gonna try to learn about different cultures and everything like that. I think what each of us need to do every day is try to find new ways to better ourselves and new ways to find creative outlets, because like I've said, guys, this right here is it might not be making money, but it's something that I have found as a creative outlet that for a long time, I did not think, you know, I would get to the point where I am, where mm-hmm. I feel a lot better about myself, and, you know, thought that I wouldn't be able to talk sports again. Mm-hmm. When my grandfather passed, he was the only person I would talk to about sports. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably the best creative outlet. I know I started this by myself. You guys can go check the first episode. No editing.
I wish I did.
No editing.
Yeah.
Then Jake came along. We did, at one point, 2 episodes a week, because mm-hmm. we were trying to build something, trying to grow. And eventually, we started getting some traction. And then that was 2021. And then 2022, he got busy with everything. And mm-hmm. LeVar came through. LeVar came in. And I think for the last few months, we've been doing well. We've hit traction. We have, you know, we were already good friends because we worked prior before, to each other. We used to ref together. We worked in the field house together. But, you know, just kind of...
used the ball together.
Used the ball together. And he can tell you right now, I might not look like I can play, but...
He had, man, when I used to sit, it used to be so funny because we'd go out there and they'd be like,
we'll pick him up.
Yeah, like they...
they're not going to guard him.
Look at him. Man, he go out there and hit 30, 35, 40 points quick. And they like,
that was, I remember that. Oh. That was, I filled in for him. Yeah. Right. Oh, what's he got?
Man, I forgot what team. It was so funny, though, because I was like, he can shoot.
He can play, guys.
Y'all going to just keep, the boy, he's not no slouch.
No.
You seen white man can't jump, right? Woody.
This is Woody out here.
This is Woody this out is here.
Woody
yo.
Out here, man.
He's laying Gosh. Y'all up. Go ahead, let him shoot then. Okay, that's what we're doing. Great.
First 3 hits out, that's nothing. Man. Next 3 in a row. Like, all right, does somebody want to get out there?
It was like, I think all right, it was
next
like
5 in a row.
That's what I was saying. It was like 5 or 6 threes you hit in a row, and the guys were sitting there.
No, because it was the first half, I had only hit like 2. The next half, I hit like 7.
Yeah, and it was like,
all right, is somebody going to do something?
Man, can he shoot like that? Yes. Why even ask the question? If he's hit 7 in a row, there's an indication of this man can shoot. Nobody's going to shoot it if you can't shoot it.
No.
Not like that.
But to kind of close out, everyone be safe. Everyone have a good weekend. Make sure to keep following our content. Again, we're doing more on YouTube. Check out our shorts. Check out our full videos. Mm-hmm. We're still on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And keep following us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and... anywhere you can find it. If we still in MySpace, so we'd tell you to go to MySpace.
Just saying.
But thanks again, y'all. Don't be a bystander. Be a hooper. And keep balling. Peace.
Peace.